Can you tell me a little bit about halibut hooks or the style of halibut hooks that you teach and maybe a little bit about how they were used and the designs?
Sure. A halibut hook, traditional Thinkit-style halibut hook, usually, but not all the time, were made from two separate pieces of wood carved and then joined together with spruce root or and then later became cordage, lashed together, and a bone barb, which was lashed onto one end of it, and then sometimes a plain or very ornate carved on the lower half, an image of a halibut or a bird or whatever one wants to dream up.
Would these be used with bait like we use a circle hook today, or how would they be set up to actually fish?
Yeah, well, very much like a circle hook. You would bait would be tied onto the barb side. That's what the halibut are after. The carved image design just showing ownership to the piece. I mean, if you ever found a hook out there by looking at the image, you could find out who owned the piece. But anyways, yeah, it was a baited hook.
And that would just be dropped down in a hand line off of a boat, or?
Yeah, well, you know, back in the day was a dugout canoe paddled around. It was gear that you set. There was a rock sinker, which was sacrificial. It was something you'd bring off the beach and with a slip knot that would be left on the bottom. The halibut, he had a float that would be on top, and it just, you'd set your gear randomly in areas that you knew that the halibut would come to, and much like today.
Have you had a chance to use any of the hooks you've carved to actually try them out?
I have. I have fished them here and there in Sitka. I know a buddy of mine, John Roan, who also comes to Petersburg to do the Art Fest and has taught there. He's taken his high school students from his class in Klawak and has fished them out there, and they've successfully caught them. I've seen photographs of that. Mine, I've not been real successful in the sense that my gear was gone when I came back to retrieve it, so I don't know.
Maybe you caught a huge fish and just swam away with it.
That could be. Yes.
For somebody who wants to take the class, do you have to be familiar with carving, or can you just be a total novice?
Be a total novice. I do have a set of student tools that I bring with me in case there is somebody that I just recently, 2 weeks ago, finished a class on halibut hook carving here in Sitka, and I think two of the people had carved, and the other five had never carved before. And so it was a fun workshop. Everybody got through it. Everybody left with the hook.
You're going to be giving a keynote presentation at the Rainforest Festival. I understand it's called Warriors of the Tongass. Can you talk a bit about Tlingit battle dress, I guess, is the topic?
It's a topic I've been studying kind of extensively for the past going on 9 years now. I've traveled parts of the world to museums, to Russia, France, England, as well as a number of the Smithsonian-affiliated museums on the East Coast, researching the Tlingit battle dress, seeing the pieces in their collections for myself, and being able to handle these things, photograph them, and that's what I'll be pretty much showing is my research. I'm also working on a show on the very topic next April 5th. My show opens, a solo show at the Alaska State Museum. I have six mannequins. They're going to be in full battle gear with the weapons and all the armor, all the headgear, and everything with that. That's what I'm working on.
What was the armor traditionally made of? I've seen the carved helmets out of a wood, but
yes. The helmets were made from a variety of woods, and there's a wooden collar of a piece that covers the warrior's face, which is all tied together with the helmet. Then you had heavy hide armor, usually sea lion or moose, and then you had wooden flat armor, which was crabapple or hardwood, and it's woven together with either nettles or sinew. Most of the ones I saw were with sinew.
I understand you'll also be talking a bit about the totem poles in Petersburg that you did 12 years ago?
Yeah, it's been a topic that's been coming up lately about, you know, the condition. I was in Petersburg year and a half ago teaching another class, and I guess I pointed out the condition of the poles were pretty poorly, and we're going to try to work through that and figure out what to do with them, and also any questions that locals might have about it.